Hello, I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a public opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions concerning the problem facing our nation, state, and local communities. We're not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. First of all, are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
Thank you. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote, somewhat likely. I'm not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
Definitely likely.
Okay. And what is your age? Just to make sure we speak to all ages, 18 to 35, 36 to 45,
73.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, will you say thinking Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Say that again.
Generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
No, right direction.
And when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will be asked about proposals that may appear on your ballot this November. So please indicate how you will vote on it. I'm sorry?
I'm not aware of the proposal.
Yeah, the proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. So if the elections were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against
yes.
this proposal?
Yes.
And definitely vote yes or probably yes?
Definitely.
And since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will not be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. You will be paid for a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes.
Definitely or probably vote yes?
Yes.
Definitely. And if you knew this proposal will cost the average homeowners about $90 per year for the next 10 years, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. And as mentioned, the proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year for 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowners about $90 per year. Keeping in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I have four options. The first one, I prefer this proposal to raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowners about $105 per year. The next one, I prefer this proposal to raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $70 per year.
Then I'm having a really hard time hearing you. I don't know how to answer. I can't hear you.
I can repeat the statement. It's not